Chapter 10. The New Leader of Horrifica. Word List. Ballot Box. Break the Law. Brilliant. Campaign. Candidate. Children's Rights. Clever. Democracy. Election. Envelope. Equal. Equality. Fair. Friendly. Give a speech. Helpful. Human rights. Idea. Kind. Law. Organize activities. Poll. Presidency. President. Public. Republic. Respect. Respectful. Solve problems. Support. Trust. Vote. Voting booth. Expressions.
Are you a candidate? I'm a candidate. Our candidate is Aisha. Who is your candidate? Who do you support in the election? Do you support Aisha in the election? We had an election 3 years ago. We elected the class president. An election should be fair. Everybody should vote freely in democracies. You should write a speech. You should be a good role model in public. You should respect the election results. Fold the paper and put it in the envelope.
Chapter 10. The New Leader of Horrifica. In this unit, you earn votes for your right answers. One correct answer equals one vote. You must have minimum 30 votes in this unit. If you can't, Despota wins the elections and the Sea Boys fail. Well, of course, you can try again and work on your mistakes to continue.
Despota gets off the ship. He looks very angry. People on the island are frightened. They are shaking with fear.
What's happening here?
Later, he sees the posters on the wall. He pulls one and reads it.
Nature isn't Despotas. It's ours. We must save it.
He pulls another poster from the wall. He reads that one too.
Can you hear us, Despota?
He looks at another poster. He reads it too.
Say no to Despota? Who can say no to me?
I can.
Arda isn't afraid of Despota. He walks near him. Despota looks at him and he laughs.
You? You are my waiter. Waiters don't say no to their leaders. They serve their tea.
Well, I say no to you.
Soldiers, take Arda out of this island. I don't want to see him again. Also, turn the waste filter off. Pour the waste into the ocean. It's cheaper.
No one moves. K-9 looks around. He is surprised. He runs to the leader of Horrifica.
I'm ready for your orders, Mr. Despota.
Then he starts walking to the factory. He wants to turn the waste filter off, but people stop him.
This isn't fair. In democracy, everyone has equal rights. Despota doesn't support equality.
What's the problem? I'm your leader, and I'm telling you my orders. You must do them. My words are law here.
Your people want democracy. Let's make an election. If you win, you can make the rules. But if you lose, Horrifica gets a new leader.
An election? Horrifica isn't a republic. I'm the leader of this island. Before me, my father was the leader of this island, and my grandfather was the leader before him.
Well, it's time to change it. I'm a candidate to be the president of Horrifica.
Ha ha ha! Are you a candidate? You can't be the president of Horrifica. You aren't from Horrifica. You came here last month. No one trusts you.
Later, he turns to the people of the island.
He is a stranger. Can he be our new president? Can he be our new leader?
Arda looks around too. Despota is right. People want a new leader, but they don't want Arda. So he pushes Buki next to Despota.
Here, Buki is from Horrifica. He is our candidate then.
Is this a joke? Buki is a little child. He is 8 years old.
Yes, he is. But Buki is very clever and friendly, and he is a bookworm. He reads and he knows a lot. Also, he loves this island, and he wants to protect the environment. He has brilliant ideas.
Fine. Let's make an election. No one votes for an 8-year-old boy.
Everybody is shocked at this election idea.
What? What happened? I don't understand.
You are the candidate for the presidency of Horrifica, Buki.
But this is crazy. Despota is right. I can't win this election. I'm only 8 years old. No one votes for me.
Despota accepted the election offer because he thinks you can't win. But people don't like him. They know he is a terrible leader. They also know you are fair, kind and helpful. We should run a great campaign now. I think people can vote for you.
We can't run a great campaign. We don't know anything about this. Did you run an election campaign before?
Well, we elected the class president at my school in Turkey 3 years ago. I was also a candidate. My friend Ayşe was a candidate too. I organised activities, I also prepared posters and brochures for my election campaign. I gave speeches too.
Did you win?
Well, I didn't win because I wasn't respectful of Ayşe. I told lies about her, and I made bad jokes. Students didn't like it, so they voted for her.
That's awful. You can't run this campaign, Arda. I think we should go to the library and read about elections and campaigns.
Good idea.
A. Answer the questions according to the text above. One correct answer equals one vote.
Buki and the Sea Boys are at the library. Buki is reading a book and the others are listening.
How to run an election campaign. First, you should create posters and brochures, and after that, you should write a speech. In your speech, you should tell the public about your plans. It should be short and easy to understand. The next step is giving the speech. You shouldn't feel stressful during the speech, and you should always be honest. After the speech, you should talk to people and listen to their opinions. That's a good way to understand their thoughts. And the last step is the election. You should always be a good role model in public. Then you can win the election.
B. Read Buki's paragraph above and order the pictures of an election campaign. One correct answer equals one vote.
Let's prepare a poster then.
Oh, a poster. Not again. We don't have any glue.
You're right. So we can draw.
C. Follow the instructions and draw in the poster below. One correct drawing equals one vote.
The next day, Arda and Buki are behind the stage. Buki is nervous.
I can't do this. I can't give a speech. I'm very excited.
Arda pushes him to the stage.
Relax. We wrote a great speech for you. Just read it.
Bookie goes to the stage. He takes the microphone and starts reading.
Hi, my name is Bookie, and I'm a candidate in this election. I want to be the president because...
Oops! Bookie's eyeglasses fall down. They're broken now. Bookie can't read his speech from the paper, but he remembers some parts of it.
D. Fill in the blanks with the words in the box to help Bookie remember his speech. One correct answer equals one vote.
I think democracy is very important. In a democratic country, people can live in peace. People have the right to vote in democracies. So here in Horrifica, we should have an election too. In this election, you can make your own decisions. You can support your candidate, you can choose me or Despota, and you can vote freely. It's your decision. And I respect the election results.
Now I want to tell you about my plans and ideas about Horrifica.
I think we should protect the environment in Horrifica. It means we should solve the pollution problem. Also, everybody should be respectful of children's and human rights. But this is a problem in Horrifica now. Another thing is, students should have better schools in Horrifica. I want everyone to be equal on this island. I can work very hard for a better place to live in. Thank you very much for listening to me.
When Bookie finishes his speech, everybody applauds. Arda and the Sea Boys look happy. Now, it's Despota's turn. Suddenly, a fireworks show starts with a loud music. A very famous singer starts singing on the stage.
Despota, Despota. Which candidate is older? Despota, Despota. Which candidate is more clever? Despota, Despota. Who do you vote for? Despota, Despota.
Despota comes to the stage on a helicopter. He's got a bag in his hand.
Who wants gold?
We do.
Who is your candidate?
You!
Despota opens his bag. The bag is full of gold. He throws gold coins to the crowd.
Here, take the gold and vote for me.
People are very excited. The music stops. Despota smiles.
Well, everybody can tell their opinions. Let's watch and learn everybody's opinions.
Suddenly, a very big screen appears behind Despota. He shows a video. Arda and the Sea Boys are in this video. They say, "Thank you, Despota. You're great." Arda gets very angry when he sees the video. That's the video from the fun fair. We thanked Despota there, but we didn't know him, he says to himself.
Ha ha! You see? I think Horrifica doesn't need democracy. What do you think, Arda?
The video plays again. The Sea Boys shout in the video, "Thank you, Despota! You're great!"
We shouldn't turn the waste filter on because pouring the waste into the ocean is easier. Also, we can save more money by doing this.
Thank you, Despota. You are great.
We don't need solar energy or wind energy. We also don't need public transportation or bike roads.
Thank you, Despota. You are great.
I think the schools are fine. We don't need better schools for children. Also, I don't think children have rights. They are just children, and they are silly.
Thank you, Despota. You are great.
The music starts again. Despota asks the crowd.
So, who is your candidate?
Despota!
Who do you vote for?
Despota!
Despota throws more gold coins to the crowd, and he leaves. People cheer and applaud him. The sea boys are very angry.
That's not fair. He can't throw gold to people like that. He is breaking the law.
We filmed that video, but we didn't know anything about Despota. We said those things just to enter the funfair.
It sounds silly now. I'm so sad. I hate Despota.
An election should be fair, but this one isn't.
I know I can't win this election now. I'm going back to the library.
The next morning, Arda reads the newspaper. A journalist made a list in the newspaper. It is a list of the things Despota and Buki talked about in their speeches. The journalist made some mistakes in the list. Arda calls the newspaper and corrects the mistakes.
E. Read the speeches of Buki and Despota again and choose T, true, or F, false. If false, correct the sentence. One correct answer equals one vote.
The next day, Arda speaks to some people and he does a poll.
Who do you support in the election, Bella?
I support Buki because he cares about the environment and human rights. I think Horrifica needs a change.
What about you, Zet? Do you support Buki too?
No, I don't. He is only 8 years old. I don't think he can be a good president at that age.
What do you think, Ronald? Who is your candidate?
I support Buki because I think age isn't important. He is very clever, and he is a bookworm. He loves and understands people.
And what about you, Carol?
Oh, I support Despota because he gave us gold. Also, your video was fantastic. Thank you, Despota. You are great.
On the election day, they prepare the voting booth. Arda votes for Buki. He folds the paper and puts it in the envelope. Later, he puts the envelope into the ballot box. After everyone votes, it's time to check the results.
Now, count all the votes you have in this chapter. Write the number of the votes on the ballot box under Buki's photo. Is it more than 30? Good job! Buki wins the election. Now, check all your answers in this chapter. Work on your mistakes. Then, go to page 137 and get your award. Cut and stick it on My Treasure page at the back of the book.